Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm good at the timing for that.
You're really getting good. This is the closest you're getting to doing a musical.
I go for two shakes a day, down to the second.
Oh my god. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to
do
another.
Do I know what time it is? Seven o'clock and 2 minutes. It's past seven.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another Folk in Scotland.
What number's this?
200 and something.
Fuck.
But listen, no, it's a good one. I've got a subject for a reason.
Okay, let's do it.
Rules.
Okay.
Right.
Rules are for fools.
Rules. Well, see, now, right, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I knew someone who was an artist.
Oh,
and they said, I have no rules. I can do anything. And they never got anything done. So if you are, say, doing anything artistic, to create your style or whatever, it's very restrictive.
Are you talking about rules or schedules?
Rules. You have to give yourself rules to stay within
you. If you're your own boss.
Oh, well, I have no schedule. Mate, I have rules.
You're your own boss. You should form a union and go and strike with yourself.
Well, I know I don't deal with myself. I wouldn't talk to myself.
I know what you do. You'd hire strike breakers to come and
break your own kneecap. I'd be a scab.
You'd be a scab to yourself.
I'd be a scab.
Because you have those conversations in front of the mirror, don't you?
In the shower.
Coming half of his...
No, do you not have full-on arguments in the argumentron?
No, I don't.
The shower.
I don't.
I get full-on angry. I have fights and then go, wait a minute. That didn't happen, can't happen, and it's with someone that doesn't exist. And you have to calm yourself
down.
You get too hot.
A scene from a film. It's like, is it Travis Bickle?
Yeah, yeah. I get very angry. So the point is, rules. This girl I knew. I can do anything I want. I can, because I'm an artist. I can do
fart in the face of life.
That's it. But she never done anything.
No.
And you find the artists that actually produce stuff, they have rules. They have their own rules. And it could be very restrictive because they create their style and it can evolve.
Sculptors are famously like that. Because a lot of people are drawn to sculpture. They see it as like the most blue collar of the art disciplines.
Because you're using your hands. You're going to get a blister.
Yeah. So you keep a working schedule. So if you're an artist, it's like any other business. You've got to... It's your time that's the thing. So you start work at 8 and you finish work at 4 o'clock. And if a piece of work, that's what they never get taught at art school, the value of the thing.
Oh, that's...
They pull out the air.
Yeah, that doesn't...
But you've got to say materials and your time.
Yeah.
That's how you decide.
And unless you get a name and there is resale... It's only resale value. It's not what you can sell it for.
Oh, no, you never
Once
made the money.
Once the resale value starts going up, you can start charging more.
Art's famously... How much is this worth?
Yeah.
It's all bollocks. It's amorphous.
So, with rules, right, for example, I was watching Eric Clapton today and Van Morrison, and he's wrote an anti-vax song.
That was a while ago, mate.
Right, well, I'm just picking
up on
Clapton's it now.
Eric Clapton's recently dropped something saying the subliminal messaging.
Subliminal messages don't exist. It was a ploy by advertisers or government agencies to say they exist. They don't exist.
Multimillionaire didn't have locks in his windows. Eric Clapton.
There you go.
The kid fell out the window. That's a bit of a cruel joke. Poor wee laddie. Eric Clapton's famously a cunt. Oh, he's awful.
He's awful.
Eric Clapton is a racist pig dog, and he always has been.
He's racist as well. Oh my God.
I'm not aware
of him.
Rock Against Racism, whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That was formed against Eric Clapton. Eric Clapton gave a famous rambling thing about basically black people all need to fuck off home. And
How can you be a world famous blues player?
Oh no, right. So everything he's ever done, he's just ripped off other people.
What a piece of shit.
Oh no, he's vile. He's a fucking heroin addict. The nicest man in showbiz, George Harrison, Clapton stole his... They were best mates, and he stole his missus off him.
Oh, they're horrible.
Clapton never does anything nice.
Well, I'm only catching up because I've never...
Slow hand.
...listened to his music.
It takes three and a half hours to masturbate.
Oh, God, awful. But I've never understood him. I don't know anything about him. And it's only recently because he's anti-vax thing that I'm sort of picking up. I couldn't tell you a song that he's written.
I think he's another one of these guys for the... The great myth that the 60s people... were really in tune with anything. They were just guys and bands getting their hole.
As it should be.
That's all it is.
That's what,
That's the beginning and end of
and
them.
That's the problem with bands. Rules.
Right, okay.
Suddenly, if you're in a band, you do a tour around the world, people say, what's your opinion on Bitcoin? It's like, shut the fuck up.
No, there's no notion in anything.
You should be in a band, to get the ladies.
That's what it's about. That's why
that's about it.
That you want to be cool, but your coolness is flighty because, like, coolness, the trend goes and you're not cool anymore.
But the
long hair leather jacket thing of the '80s.
Yeah, exactly.
That was guaranteed to get you some ladies.
You know what's wonderful about that now? Some people persist with that. If you see the band Survivor.
Are they still at it?
They're elderly you know what's men the most with Zimmers and that.
You know what the most persistent haircut is? What's the mod cut.
Oh, I hate it.
There's guys get that in their 20s and they've still got it in their 60s.
They've still got it.
You see them in the chip shop.
I hate the mod.
And they're still modern. Mods, it's a look mod.
Yeah. The thing is, right, I had long hair.
Uh-huh.
But it was because I didn't cut it.
No, because you're lazy. It was laziness. It wasn't a style choice.
Well, the thing is, in surfing, you think you have long hair and that. No, you don't. Surfers tend not to have long hair or tattoos.
No.
So I was an outlier on that.
You're an outlier.
Not by choice.
No.
It just grew. And then one day, I cut it all off. People went, why'd you cut your hair off?
Choice.
And I went, just decided to.
So was it like a Britney Spears thing you did?
There was, I found a set of dog clippers at work someone had left in the car.
And you just had that.
And I just went,
was
it
not because you're starting to go bald?
No, I don't think that would even bother me. I think it would have just been a mess.
Because a long-haired, bald thing, you end up looking like Richard O'Brien from Rocky Horror Show.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not good.
But I didn't care.
Riff raff.
I genuinely didn't care. So I just cut it off and now I just...
Now you just wear a hat instead.
I just, because I'm cold.
Wear a hat instead.
Rules though. So
Clapton and Van Morrison. Van Morrison.
He's awful.
He's always been very unpleasant.
See, I don't know anything about him either and I'm only finding out he's an unpleasant, horrible person.
What annoys me about him, well, Astro, the old Van Morrison songs... For the sake, some of it's really
okay.
It's got a nice vibe to it, and it turns out he's just a deeply unpleasant man. He's most unforgivable. He did a duet with Cliff Richard.
Oh, that explains everything. But the
Brexit,
musicians get it's a mistake that people make.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a form of, you know how guys can be sexist and they assume a woman can't do something.
Yeah.
You're instantly wrong.
Right.
This is the same. Musicians are all dead, easygoing, laid-back people.
True.
No. I've found musicians to be across the board the exact same as anywhere else.
People are people in any.
But you get this, you're a hippie. As soon as you're a musician, you're a hippie. And I'm like,
Fucking trust a hippie with money. I keep telling people this. They're the worst.
The only hippies that exist now are rich.
Rich hippies. Rippies.
And they're the worst.
All these guys, that generation, your Claptons and they become wealthy and they go and live in LA, wherever the fucking, some enclave, some gated community. But then they pontificate about the UK, Great Britain, and they want it to be like from the 1950s. They've got this.
Yeah.
Boomers are all the same. They all think the 50s were great.
Why?
Fuck knows.
It wasn't.
Awful. But then from their mansion, they tell the rest of us how we should live. Just shut the fuck up.
Well, that was like Sean Connery was in the advert for Independence.
Oh.
But he filmed it from he'd done the voiceover in his bathroom in the Bahamas.
A tax exile.
Never lived here.
No, so he wouldn't pay tax. He lived away from Scotland longer than he lived here.
Yeah,
it's
but he'd still tell you what to do.
Because they become self-important.
This is what I'm saying. There should be rules.
It's Logan's Run.
Okay,
Logan's runs in the music industry.
I'm starting to think that. Yeah, I agree with
you
this.
You get a run of it. Apart from old blues musicians, I'll let them live.
Music. Now, this is the thing. If you allow any music to evolve, you can go into it.
That never evolves, man.
Right? But you have someone like, say, Madonna, right?
Oh, in Jesus, poor Madonna.
Right? Now, poor Madonna. But if she evolved into a 60-year-old woman,
other stuff.
Sort of gigs.
Producer.
They would allow that.
She should have
or just do her old songs in a new version.
Yeah.
And you know who got
it
right?
Marianne Faithfull.
Yes, but you know who got it right?
Who did?
Of all the bands.
Who?
Spinal Tap. Because they, fake band, done their 80s thing.
Right.
They done the Freddie Mercury tribute and they were fantastic. And when they'd done a tour a few years ago, they're all old men and they're in cardigans and slippers and they're all sitting down doing it. It was wonderful. And that's the way it should be done.
Yeah.
You have to evolve. And if you're trying to hold on to something, that's why you have someone like Johnny Cash. His songs were about being old. His songs were about...
They got better as you got older.
It was about his mortality.
Again, who's back? The Darkness.
Oh, I don't want to hear it. Terrible to begin with.
The Darkness, mate. But you've got to remember, that was like 20 odd years ago, The Darkness.
It wasn't 20 odd years, it was 2000. 2004.
That's 20 years.
Well, here's the thing with them.
Oh, awful.
There's a very difficult, are they a joke band that can play, which is fine. That's fine.
I've always considered, but this is...
But they took it seriously.
There's maybe people out there getting dislike me. I always thought Queen were like a joke band.
No, I get that. I get that.
Were they a real band?
Yes, but I get what you're saying. It's like Imagine Dragons.
Yeah.
Imagine Dragons, you're like, were they formed at music school?
Yeah.
There's something in the sound that's just not right.
I'm no musical expert by any means. Fat Bottom Girls, was that supposed to be serious?
No.
Would Pink Floyd have done Fat Bottom Girls?
Pink Floyd are the opposite.
They're so serious.
They're so serious, I can't relate to them.
No, you can't relate.
I don't understand them.
There's a coldness to them.
Yes. There's a coldness.
Roger Waters is an asshole, but I kind of like him.
Oh, God. No, they take themselves seriously. Yeah, if you're in a band and you're a musician, you're a bard. There's got to be a humour to it.
He tends to... Roger Waters, when I heard him slagging people, he does tend to slag people with power.
Okay.
People like your Claptons and your fucking...
Yeah.
What's his name? Elton John.
Okay.
Elton John's lovely to people in power. Despicable to ordinary people.
Oh, I could imagine.
Rules. Is this rules for life? I wouldn't say this as musicians per se. It's everybody.
Well, I found it in musicians because that's where my experience has
been. I met Biggie Vipond. He's an asshole.
Oh, right.
He's in a band and on TV. He's got a big sweaty foot in both camps.
Oh.
Is he a triple threat, Vipond?
I have no
music,
idea.
Music, TV... Does he do anything else?
I think a triple threat is you've got to sing, dance, and act.
Okay.
So you're fine.
I'm fine.
But
You're lacking that.
I'm lacking in everything.
Well, we watched a thing last night about Brewdog.
Okay.
We're not going to get in trouble because it's on the telly.
It's on TV. Let's just talk about the TV program.
That was a guy who set up a beer company. It's how easily pleased. Kind of easy it is to be dangerous to people.
Yeah.
Like I was at art school. It's easiest to be the toughest guy in art school.
It's not difficult. Very easy.
Try being the toughest guy down a coal mine.
Oh, you're in trouble.
In a fishing fleet. You're in trouble.
Yeah.
But he filmed this fucking... And I like beer. I hadn't seen much about Brewdog. I tasted their beer, which tastes like shit.
Okay.
Hey, their pubs are kind of quite nice if you don't drink their own beer. But he'd set it up and they did wild stuff like... smashing their opposite kind Heineken beer with a golf club.
Mm-hmm.
And people loved that shit. And I was unbeknownst to me,
dangerous.
They filled stadiums with people.
Uh-huh.
It's muskying. It was a cult of personality. So this lad, James Watt, he started to behave like a rock star.
That's what happens.
And it's just embarrassing. But he took the company, it's now worth, say, $2 billion.
Mm-hmm.
But what he's going to find is the company's become so big, they're going to get rid of him.
Oh, yeah.
The corporation, which has become, we'll say, you're actually detrimental to the brand. Mm-hmm. You'll have to go aside.
But he's now
worth like fucking. He sold, but he does these. He's like they have these shares, punks.
Yeah.
I'm terrible at business. But it's like Musk. People keep giving them money. They're fans, acolytes, cult, and they give them money, and they don't get anything back.
It's a very weird thing. That's just the way things are at the moment.
There
like
are
rules. NFTs at the moment.
That's.
Which is just
madness. I'm no music expert. I'm no fucking business expert. I'm no IT expert. Mm-hmm. It's a picture. You can't own a picture.
No, you can't.
So they say, that's mine. But I could just copy your picture.
But you're actually getting a link to where it's held. And that's what you're buying. I know. It's for old people like us, it's very confusing. For young people, they think it's free money. No, it's not. It's a way to scam people.
It's bullshit. Yeah.
You're scamming
people. It's a nonsense.
Everything online's a scam. It's
yeah.
things like that. It's just a nonsense.
But it's this crypto, which you can't really spend. People are crypto trillionaires.
Yeah.
And so they're buying, point. They're buying. It doesn't, well, fucking hell, but if we start going down that money, you might as well trade in cowrie shells.
Yeah, it's...
A cough there, that was a bit...
I just took a bit of...
I was having a flurry bap the other day.
All right.
And some of that flour...
Could you explain that for our international?
It's a roll. It's a white roll with
flour
on it. A flurry bap. And a tina inhale when... You almost died. The flour went down in my lungs, I thought.
Have you ever almost died trying to down a sherbet dip?
I've snorted sherbet dip.
It can kill you, man.
It'll kill you.
It will kill you stone dead.
No, I snorted the whole thing with sherbet dip.
Oh, no.
I felt like in the guy you witnessed with Harrison Ford in the fucking corn cellar. I was like, ah!
It's the kind of cough that you go, just one good cough, and you get a good
clear.
Cough,
no,
and it doesn't clear, and you start panicking.
You're in trouble. Yeah. The thing, my problem is, I will choke to death. I've seen you eating stuff, because I eat quite fast. and I'll get the hiccups, I'll start to choke. But don't stop eating.
Well, I can't say anything.
I'll try and eat as I'm choking. Somebody would be giving me the Heimlich manoeuvre as I'm continuing to eat the bit of steak.
I can't say anything because I had whooping cough in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
And whooping cough, it makes you swallow continually until Does you it? Don't get any air.
So I've heard.
And then you do this noise to clear your airway, and that's where you get the whooping sound from.
Like a whooping like swan.
Like that. It's horrible.
Jesus.
But because you're swallowing so much, you can't breathe.
So you were the Lochie Banshee?
Yes.
It was
so
you?
It was me. So I, several times I'm unconscious, right? So I wake up, a paramedic over me, and there we go, there, and I'm like that. And I turn blue and everything.
Oh,
so
Jesus.
And I'm like that. And he goes, "You're okay, let's get you sitting up." He goes, "You're okay." And like, really nice paramedic, right? And I looked across and there's a Viscount biscuit. And I go, I'm going to... And I start trying to get the biscuit. And he's like, no, we'll just save that till later. As he's putting me in the chair to take me to hospital.
When you were taken to the whooping cough ward, there'd been you... Your hairy arse next to children.
They didn't know.
Did they put you in a cot?
No, but you know what? The whooping cough in an adult is so rare. Nobody knew what it was.
Oh.
And I'm in A&E, and one guy, the first time I was there, threw me out because he says, junkies are taking up too many, because I was so thin. And he said it was drugs. And then the paramedic came back again. He's like, oh, this is not right. And then the third time, the same paramedic came back and he had to get me sort of breathing again. And he went, no, I'm staying with him.
Imagine the scenario.
They didn't believe me.
Wee baby.
Yeah.
Baby A gets a whooping cough, gets put in the hospital. And they get you by mistake. There's a mix-up.
It could happen.
And I've
got to go home.
You're all swaddled.
Are you my new mum?
To take you home.
So
you're being breastfed. You wouldn't have told them. You keep silent.
There's a doctor at the back and he's watching me.
Right.
And he comes across when everyone's finished. And they're being really dismissive. He says, at the end of these attacks, as you call them, do you make a noise like this? Ooh, really loud. And I went, yeah. And he goes, just hold on. He went and got his boss. He had it the year before.
Whooping cough.
He was working in Africa and got whooping cough.
Oh.
He says, and I still don't feel right now. So once they found that out, there's no treatment for it.
Just have to let it run its course.
I got it in a bad cough in the April, and by the December it had cleared. And I still felt it, though, in my throat.
Jesus.
It was a long time. It's called a 100-day cough.
That's like that poor lassie who got hiccups for 12 years.
Yeah, and they just stopped it.
So I know a lassie that sneezed for like 10 years.
Oh,
it was
solid. Kept sneezing.
Tiring, wouldn't it?
I think that's a brain injury causes that.
Well, I've been... There's nothing worse than you think you get a sneeze, because I'm a dramatic sneezer.
Oh, you're a dad sneezer now. You're at that age.
I've always given it a laldy.
Oh, right, okay.
I believe in it. But, like, it's nothing worse than you think you get a pull off of the sneeze of the century and it's nothing. It just fritters out.
Oh. If you hold in a sneeze, it can kill you.
No, that's a lie.
No, it's not true. You can rupture your throat.
That's not true.
In your throat.
That's not true.
That is true.
No, it's not.
Look it up.
Look it up and
holding it.
No, has anyone died having a sneeze?
Yes.
Who?
I don't know their name, but it can happen. You rupture the artery in your throat.
I smell quite a load of bullshit.
No, you can die holding in a sneeze.
What happens if you
burst your eardrums yawning.
What about if you hold in a fart?
People in hospital,
mm-hmm.
if they're meant to fart, like, and they don't, they hold it in because of embarrassment, they can end up in surgery because of
it. I've heard people who... haven't been able, kind of shit's backed up and that'll kill you.
Oh, it'll kill you, yeah.
That's awful. There was a woman, I think it was in Italy, since we're coming away with medical bullshit, I don't believe it. Some woman went in for a routine operation and they had her open and a noxious gas came out of her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that people were dropping like flies. I don't think they found out to this day what the hell it was.
I've seen surgery on girls, especially. Teenagers that will eat their hair.
Oh
long
dear!
Hair.
Mm-hmm.
And when they open it up, everyone's
it's
just
a
like, mass. "Whoa!"
I'm a smell,
and it's really bad.
Well,
it's like a smelling salt.
My mum was a hairdresser, and to wash the traps, those back bases.
Yeah. It could get you. Yeah.
At the end of the day, she'd sweep. Can all the hair sweepings, and just imagine all these different coloured hair.
Well, I used
hair.
To go with my friend.
We'd stuff mattresses with it.
The stable. I imagine to the stables.
Mm-hmm.
She had a horse.
Did she?
Well, you don't. You could ride someone else's horse.
Okay.
She had a horse.
Okay.
And we went across.
Was that a beautiful horse?
And there was someone hadn't turned up to clean their horse, clean out. So they went, oh, come on, give us a hand to do it. But the urine, they use horse urine as a smelling salt. I was dizzy, but not dizzy like, oh, I feel a bit dizzy. The world tipped.
Did it?
And I was like, fuck, holding
strong.
On the wall. And they're like, oh, all right. But they're all used to
were
it.
Were you drinking it straight through the tap?
know what they done? They just broke the surface of the mud that was in it. And just went like that, or the
well,
shit.
Well, you do know they used to. That's where they used busy. To. That's where they used to get the female contraceptive from.
Horse urine.
Yeah, they'd have pregnant mares, and they'd get estrogen from their pish.
Oh my god!
And they also used a horse piss for oil of ewe.
There should be rules.
You know, oil of ewe.
Yeah. Well, oil of ole.
Oil, well, it's ewe. It used to be called. It's changed to ole. But that was that had horse piss in it as well. Very useful. And horse piss, they used to use it on wounds and everything.
Everything.
They're basically like a Swiss Army knife of piss, the horse.
It's a strong smell. Right.
You get used to it, though.
Yeah.
Horses do have a strong
everyone
smell.
Everyone in the stables didn't bother them. They're, no. Oh, that's a strong one.
Not many men in the stables, but, have you noticed that? It's the women that like the horses.
They like horses.
Wonder what it is they like about horses.
Don't know.
They're giant cocks.
It could be. I don't know what it is with horses.
It's women tend to seek out horses.
Yeah.
And chimpanzees.
That's true.
All primatologists are women.
Oh,
Diane Fossey.
And all women like strippers with a good job. Fireman. Sailor.
Yeah. Plumber.
Policeman. You know. Guy works in a knacker's yard. They're all there.
Imagine you were a stripper and you showed up as a podcaster.
Now, here's the thing. Right, I want an experiment. Any strippers that are listening, because we know we've got a lot. Male strippers, right?
Take the elastic band off at the end of the day.
Okay, right. Male strippers, I want you to experiment on this. Now, you turn up... Actually, I make some costumes for some strippers, but it's just harnesses. It's just that I don't make it. But I want the firemen or the policemen or the pilot, I want them to change it out for a paper boy and see how many tips they get.
One of those big orange bags.
Orange bag. And they come in. And if the women, right? And I want the best looking guy. I want the one that makes all the money to dress down this and guy, to see if it works.
You know, in the current climate, the strippers that will show up as like science nerds. Give me the white jacket and the specs.
Right, okay. But I want one to show up in a job that people think, oh, you're not well paid.
If you were a stripper, the amount of layers you wear, they'd still be waiting.
Oh, God, I'm a cold person.
You're getting thinner and thinner. They're like, is that a pepper army?
Have you noticed? I am now over a stone lighter. I'm disappearing. And I have to have this on all the time because my bones don't keep me warm.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
My warm
You wouldn't even
jacket.
Make a bowl of soup. There was a stripper in Aberdeen called, I think he was called PC Eros.
Okay.
But it was...
Police constable, see? Mm-hmm. Good job.
Aye, but... It got peculiar. He said that he was just a police officer.
Okay.
And he was showing up and it was classic. And folk were saying, God, it's just a bit of fun.
Yeah.
He had a fucking proper policeman's outfit.
Okay.
He had a fucking baton. He had tasers. His car, he decked out like a police car. And I think he was stopping people.
Oh, my God.
And
that's
the police
weird.
Were saying, no, he's a fucking danger, this man. And he was saying, oh, they're just killjoys. But he was a deeply disturbed individual.
Oh, no, I expect my male stripper policeman to have a truncheon that's slightly too short. Comedy size.
No, you pull it and it's a cock on the end.
That's too on the nose.
Years ago I was at the work and this kid was walking about with a sword, like a barbarian plastic sword.
Okay.
And I looked at it and the hilt just looked like a cock and balls.
Oh no.
And I'm thinking, that's not accidental.
No.
And I wanted to say to the mum and dad, that's a cock and balls. Your kid's got a cock and balls.
But you can't be a grown man running up pointing at a kid cock and balls, balls.
Have you ever seen the straws they get for hen nights and it's got a cock and balls in them?
Yeah. And you get lollipops and you get...
I had a run-in, speaking of rules.
Okay.
I had a run-in the other day, last night. Guy with a drone.
Oh.
And he's flying his fucking, quite a sizable drone about. Mm-hmm. And he gave me the shit eye.
Yeah.
I was going to my work and I thought, I don't think you can fly drones.
You're not going to fly drones up
Dundee's
there.
Dundee's a no-drone zone.
Yeah, because
no
we're within...
airport. So I went out to him and I said, I was perfectly nice. I said, sorry, but you're not actually allowed to fly drones in Dundee. Who said? I says, no, I just checked the regulations. You're not allowed to. And I says, particularly, you're not allowed to... This is a council facility. You're not allowed to fly a drone over us. He says, who said? I says, I'm saying you can't do it. I says, if you check... He says, I have checked. I says, no, you're not allowed to do it. You'll have to stop. And he got a bit peculiar about it. And I says, look, if you do it again, we'll have to speak to you. Are you threatening me? I says, no, but we'll just have to phone the police. You're not allowed to be... I was perfectly civil. Oh, no, he says, I'm checked. I'm allowed to. I says, no, you're not. He says, no, the airport's running that way.
Oh my God, what are you talking about? Yeah.
I says,
that's how you get the jail. See, drones are a great thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're brilliant. And it's arseholes like that are going to fuck it up for everyone.
If anything keeps fucking Noel Edmonds on the ground, yeah. Drones are a great thing. Any show you watch now and there's footage for there, it's always a drone.
There's a new DJI Mini SE out and it's only £275.
Right.
Brilliant quality footage. Yeah. Great. I probably wouldn't use it a lot, so I wouldn't invest in it.
No, you seldom leave the house now.
And like that, and then I'd have to go out places to fly.
You. So you can go out for a walk and it just follows you.
Oh, it's great. That's and they circle you and you can pre-program routes and everything. Really good.
Did you see
but
that?
Arseholes like that. Just, I bet he's not registered it or anything.
No,
you know?
You've got to get permission. Yeah,
you've got to register yourself, the drone.
Yeah.
Oh, do a
but
test.
You've got a bit shitty. But when people get shitty with me, I tend to get a wee... I kept my cool. My guy was working with says, you've changed, you kept your cool. I says, it's not worth it. Did you see that dog that was saved?
What dog?
He was lost in the mud flaps. Mud flats.
I did see it.
They use a sausage, a drone.
A flying sausage saved that dog.
But see, sausage and a bag of bacon.
It's wonderful.
Two items. But I've seen the drone technology now. If somebody's lost, they can send out a drone and it looks for people.
Yeah,
AI can it finds people.
It's amazing.
It's phenomenal.
No, drones are great, and people are ruining it because they're not following the rules. And here's the thing, right? The rules, people say, rules. You can't put a small aircraft up where there's planes flying around.
No, you cannot.
You fucking can't. I was down Riverside once having my lunch, and someone put a kite up at the end of the runway.
Jesus Christ.
Right? An adult. A wee kite, one of the power kites, and it was up. Right, and then within seconds, the police come round and...
Fucking hell.
Do you
hell.
Know what I mean? But why would you...
You know how people behave if there's no... Fuckers that buy those jet skis. Offence to anybody who owns a jet ski, but you're all cunts.
Right, here's where the problem lies with jet skis. And I had a huge fight once with people on jet skis.
They're a dangerous thing.
We're out in the water, in the lineup, sitting on boards, and the guy jumps the wave between us.
Jesus.
Now... If you buy a motorbike, you've got to go through different tests. It takes time. You can't just go and do it. But you can go and buy a 1,000cc jet ski and just put a kid on it.
Well, it killed her from fucking Fairy Tale in New York.
Yeah, jet skis are fucking dangerous.
If I hit you, you're a goner.
No one's wearing a helmet with
it. No. There's those two Dundee clowns. They're on their jet skis and they fell off.
Yeah.
And they were just getting sucked out. They weren't sucking each other. They were getting sucked out to sea. No. And I think they just knocked each other off.
Jet skis are incredibly dangerous. Yeah. So I come out of the water with this. I wasn't staying in and I was fucking moaning about it. But one of their cars, the girl that was sitting in it was with them and I didn't know. So she went out. And I thought, well, I'm going to go for it, right? Yeah. So I went up, fucking skinny streak of piss. Uh-huh. There's nine guys. Uh-huh. Turns out they're all police. And this was them on their day out. And I went, you're a bunch of cunts. You're fucking... But because of that, and they all had surfboards with them, so they just bought jet skis and surfboards and thought, we'll own the beach.
Yeah.
I put them off. They never, ever returned.
Okay.
I went in.
They maybe thought you had rabies or something.
I'm away to get this shit kicked out of me. And I'm lucky there were police, because probably that's why they didn't.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They probably thought, we kind of beat them up.
Please break the law like anybody else.
It was too obvious. It was too in the open.
We've all got political, but we've got a situation now where the people writing the rules just ignore all the rules.
I saw something a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I was at the lights.
Mm-hmm.
And a police van was waiting to get out. So he put his blue lights on, went through, and then put them off again.
Terrible.
And you're like, dude, that's a small thing.
Yeah.
Those little things add up.
Yeah, it's like, I remember there was a thing in the press recently, and there was a police officer, and it had been a honesty box
of
chocolate biscuits.
Right.
And he was taking the biscuits but not putting money in.
Right.
And he was sacked from the police force. And folk think, that's a bit much. No,
it's not.
That's small crime.
It's small.
And it's very easy. That's how you become corrupt.
I totally agree.
Corruption doesn't start with somebody handing you £1 million in a suitcase.
Here's the thing. If someone kills a policeman, there's harsher...
I've never understood that.
Well, here's the thing. There's harsher sentences given against them and stuff like that. And it's... I understand in one aspect is to protect people in the law so you don't attack them.
Yeah.
Like, say, a sheriff or something. Okay. You don't... Right. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I understand it. But here's the problem. then they have higher standards than us.
Yeah.
That's just the rule. They have higher standards.
There's a thing the other day. A woman got a payout for the Met, because I think the Met are particularly dubious force. Mm-hmm. But this woman, she was a kind of, a laddie was getting stopped in the street, and she'd handed this kid a card that was like an advocacy thing for legal advice. Mm-hmm. The police weren't happy with this. They questioned her, what had her name? She refused to give it. Brought her to the station, fucking strip searched her, and cut her clothes off.
Yeah.
And then their behaviour.
Yeah.
But there was a report saying they were civil and professional throughout. She managed to get access to the CCTV. The way they were speaking about that,
lassie. Pieces of shit, yeah, I saw it. Pieces of shit.
Absolutely shocking. Now, you watch stuff on the telly all the time, and it's police officers, and they're dealing with sex offenders, and actually, you've got to be civil.
Yeah, that's how you get somewhere.
That's how you catch people. Mm-hmm. Bad people go off with things if the police are bad.
Mm-hmm.
But no, rules.
Years ago, I often think of
this country's obsessed with queuing.
Queuing.
First time I met Italians when there was a tour guide. Right. They don't queue.
No.
Everyone else queues for the experience. The Italians scattered like geese. You'd find them everywhere. Just don't queue.
Going back to the police, mm-hmm. I often think of a particular policeman. Mm-hmm. Years and years ago, you're PC talking murder. Early 90s. Not far from my house, my battery on my car was going, and I would always jump start it.
Right.
But it went, and I was trying to push it, and a police car came up behind me,
mm-hmm.
right? And the guy went, he jumped out the passenger side, says, come on, give the guy a hand. And I heard the cop on the other side say, I'm not fucking paid for that.
Oh.
So the guy came and helped me, pushed it, got it started. I went, thanks, mate, no worries, and he jumped back in. And it was two kinds of cops,
uh-huh.
and I wonder, 30 years later, did that cop stay that way? Did he keep the wanting to help the community? Did he keep that going? Or is it just pushed out of you?
Small things, laziness. There's a problem in Dundee police officers. They often do sit in their car.
Yeah, although I live not too far from a police station. And recently, there's one guy gets out of his car.
Wonders about?
No, and he says hi to people And I've never seen that in 30 years.
That's an unusual.
But he says hi. How you doing? He talks
people
to people.
People are more likely to go to them.
And he's a young cop.
Well, maybe that's...
And I'm hoping this is the way of it.
Maybe that's the future of the police. Maybe that's the way it's going. It's because there's more women in the police.
You need more community. You need
Dundee,
more.
You had... The only thing you needed to be in the Dundee police was you had to be over 6 feet.
Yeah.
That was the one stipulation.
To be fair, some of the police that have come to the police station that's near me, there's a lot of women now.
Yeah.
And... some of their attitudes is shocking.
Is it?
The way they talk to people.
Well, that lassie in the press the other
it's
day.
It's almost like they're doing twice as much to be equal, but they're.
No.
It's over the
boys
top.
Boys' clubs
man.
Are never good.
No, never.
And women can be in a boys' club.
Yeah,
that's that mentality.
Yeah, that's it. The mentality. You have
rules
to be
and,
a part
rules
of
and regulations. Oh, well.
So there are some rules that. And like that, I'm not this. There's loads of rules. Like, weed is illegal in this country. That's a terrible rule.
Dundee. It's legal here, man.
Yeah, essentially. But the drug law, the war on drugs, all this shit, that's all wrong.
No.
There's loads of rules that are in place I disagree with. There's rules that if there's more than six people gathering, the police can break it up. And that. These are wrong because they're misused.
Yes.
Right? There's things like that.
Violent crime should be the stuff that's focused on.
Absolutely.
Violent crime.
People breaking into houses, that's a violent act.
Yeah.
Breaking into houses, violent crime.
Like they
crime
say, shoplifting things. Now, they just don't even do
but
it.
But fucking...
But there's no point filling the prisons with people with fucking drug dependency issues.
See, shoplifting, how do I feel about that? The shoplifting thing, I've been watching a lot in America where people are just walking out and stuff.
Certain,
and it's getting
yeah.
ridiculous. No, shoplifting, you have to kind of...
It's not, nothing's victimless crime.
Yeah, because, well, if someone came in here and just nicked some stuff, it'd be like...
Would they, though?
Yeah, do you know what I mean, though? But I can't replace things easy.
No.
And it's kind of devastating. This is your, you know... It's you've kind of got to watch these things, and it's like the police car that basically permanently sits outside Boots in Dundee,
yeah.
and it's the same people that are arresting
the thing
over
is, you
and
think
over.
About it, it's society is generally peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because there's armed police telling us what to do
That's
all the
right.
time.
That's right, I agree. I agree.
So society really kind of self-polices itself, strangely.
To a degree, majority of people,
they seem to think anarchy will just kick off. Even if the whole world, if the apocalypse happened and the world went to shit, I wonder how long the veneer of actual civility would last. Would good people stay good or would just get feral immediately?
It's hard to say because...
Because I always thought if the power was off for a fortnight, there'd be cannibalism.
Yeah, I think so. You see what happens with the pandemic. Not everyone's helping each other. It's just not the way of it.
Yeah.
I look at it this way. I remember I was driving down to Saltburn once.
This is coming away. There's a flap here.
It's because you keep rubbing your fucking knee off it like
I've
a
got
coup.
To.
Right, so...
If you got a nail, I'll do this while we're speaking.
You will not... I was driving down to Saltburn.
Saltburn.
And it's south of Newcastle.
Okay.
About 40 Saltburn. Minutes south.
Is that your arse after you've been swimming? Saltburn.
So, I'm driving down and I realise something.
Right.
A guy passed me quite dangerously on the road.
Oh.
But I'd been driving for like 3 hours at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And you're passing tens and tens of thousands of people.
Well, I was in the car with you the other day. You're quite a timid driver.
Right. We'll get to this.
Okay.
I'll talk about it. So.
Mm-hmm.
And I realised of the possibility, the amount of people that I've had interaction with on the road, only one.
Okay.
So it's very few people act like arseholes. It's very few in your street if it's one fucking house. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, just drags the whole place down.
Now, to go on to where driving. I was at a junction.
Uh-huh.
You were in the car. I think this is the first time you've been in a car with
first
me.
First time. First and only time.
And the light, I couldn't see past this car because the sun was in me.
I had a good feeling.
And you just went, just go for it.
I had a good feeling.
And I went, but I can't see. You went, just go for it. And I went, how about you just shut the fuck up? Because one, you can't drive.
I could see.
Two, you were looking at the sky because you were just so distracted with your ADHD.
The sky's interesting.
And you went, just go for it. So eventually, I pull forward a bit, I can see a move out, and you went, see, nothing coming.
I could tell. I had a good feeling.
Unbelievable.
Unreal.
So now I'm a timid driver because I won't drive into oncoming traffic.
Cautious.
Every junction, just go for it. No, you have to stop. You have to stop. Actually,
I
noticed me stopping seemed to annoy you.
We were on the clock that day. We'd places to be.
It seemed to not our walkabout seems to be popular.
Gee, I don't know why I watched it. Holy
shit. So people listening, please check it out. I know a lot of people have said to me it's hard to listen to, even though I even say in it, and I put a link in the
yeah.
thing.
Are they still complaining?
They're still complaining. Go to YouTube. There's a video version. We're trying to expand.
Are you telling me that two middle-aged guys pecking away is not a good audio
Apparently
experience?
Not. Apparently
I should have went for a very noisy pish.
Oh, that would have been terrible.
Because have you ever heard the noise of pishing on pine needles?
It's a lovely frothy
sound.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, it's frothy, that's
true. I'll go for a shy.
I'll go for a shy.
I could have wiped my arse with that discarded sock.
Oh, no, we don't do that. So, to everyone, please go and look at it on YouTube.
Oh, please.
The Derek Findas Archive.
Please.
Go and check it out. It's there. And you could watch us.
Oh,
you just
scampering.
And you know what I forgot to do?
What did you forget?
The camera wasn't on stabilisation, so it's a bit
wobbly as well.
But it's not too bad. It's wide angle, so it's not bad.
That adds the...
But it'll be on image stabilisation next month. And if you want to support the channel, go to Patreon.
Yeah.
And you can get On the Spectrum exclusive once a month.
Uh-huh.
And you'll get little vlogs and bits and pieces, which you'll have to do. And little...
Oh, you do all that shit.
I do all that
shit. Quite a busy person.
That's good. It takes all my time. There was an On the Spectrum, just went up last night.
Uh-huh.
A 5-minute show, like the originals.
Uh-huh.
Just 5-minute, once a month.
Uh-huh.
You won't get it anywhere else apart from Patreon.
Jesus. It's like the Golden Fleece.
It is.
It's like that.
Good stuff. And you get early access to the video versions of all the shows, because on YouTube they're quite a few months behind, but you get them the day after. You get the video, this video the day after it comes out. So for $2 a month,
that's less than a cup of coffee. That's what they always say.
It's less than a cup of coffees are fucking expensive.
You could give that money to like a children's charity, but
fuck them.
You could give it to the donkeys.
Don't give the donkeys. What do children do? What effort do they put in?
Nothing.
I'm doing At the end of the month, you'll get a movie show. You join me on the Derek Findas archive. Uh-huh. We'll watch an old B movie. Oh. And you sit and chat, talking to a load of nutters.
Oh, Jesus.
Everyone's asking where you are.
I'll never turn up.
You get on the Spectrum once a month uh-huh. show. From the early... Well, not from the early days now. It's from now.
Uh-huh.
Derek's moved into the internet age.
Oh.
And he's still reviewing Spectrum games from the early 80s. It's wonderful. Oh. Right? You occasionally get a vlog. You get some exclusives. We'll have to do an exclusive. You get the video, this video, the next day after the podcast comes out. You're advanced above everyone else.
You know
$2 a month.
You know the one problem, though?
What?
Neither of us have got big tits.
That has held us back in ways I can't even describe to you.
If
I was sitting here stacked, I'd be a millionaire.
There's a friend of mine, Stuart.
Okay.
And he's got into...
He's got big tits.
No, but he's got into, like, dioramas. So he's got himself a spray booth and an extractor fan.
Oh, right, okay, that sounds nice, yeah.
And he does all these models, and he's wanting to buy himself a... even though he's not even got an email address, uh-huh. he thinks he's going to work his 3D printer when he buys it. I like to see how that happens. Anyway, he was wanting to show me one of the diorama things, people making stuff.
Oh, nice.
Just a lassie with big tits.
Oh, right.
Our dioramas were shite. She was just like, ah, painting me a fucking big hoose brush, Kim.
just
everyone was wiggling. I thought, you dirty bastard. So he's actually kitted out his house with stuff off the back of a pair of big tits.
As my whole house is kitted out. Yeah. No, that's
people,
perfectly normal.
That's perfectly normal.
That's the way it is. That's the way it is.
It's like Italian TV.
You know how...
All the weather girls are topless and stuff.
And beautiful. But here's the thing. You're talking about being... dangerous earlier.
Oh,
and how easy it is. I thought we were doing just a fun, light-hearted show for people just to enjoy our bullshit. Because I enjoyed our bullshit when we're talking. So I just wanted people to enjoy our bullshit.
Uh-huh.
But it's been described as a dangerous show.
Oh, Jesus.
What's dangerous about us?
Could we... I've been asked, we need to put the shovel up in the wall. The shovel's bigger than us now.
Oh, my God, that fucking shovel. Someone said to me, you planted that because it's too good. We found it, and we shouldn't have touched it.
Could we get a couple hooks?
No, the shovel's not going in here.
We need the shovel.
The shovel's
We could have it hanging for the roof.
The shovel's not going
in here.
Leave
it to me, I'll put some hooks
the
up.
The shovel's not going in
a
here.
A couple of chains.
That's probably been used to bury a fetus.
I think they were using it, yeah, probably.
No, I'm not, there's no shovel going in here.
Maybe they're burying like one of those, what are they called? A time capsule.
I had DMs from people who don't know saying the shovel was planted.
Uh-huh.
Right? And the dog shit on the bench, we put it there. Isn't that incredible?
I have. See if I've been walking behind somebody with a dog.
Yeah.
And they've picked up the shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they've discarded in the bush. I will pick them up because they're warm, like a hand warmer.
Don't do that.
It's nice. Have you ever seen a tree that's just festooned with them? Rules. One person does it.
Do not put your dog shit bag on a tree like
that's
a Christmas
awful.
Jobby.
It's awful.
I was in Fife once and someone done it and spent the time, got it, tied up, double bagged it to be right. I went, good for you. And then hooked it on a tree and kept going. So I took it off the tree and I followed her. And I saw her getting in her car and I just went whack right at the fucking window.
Oh.
The back window. It didn't burst.
It didn't burst, sadly. Imagine if it had bounced off and hit yourself in the
face. That's my luck.
Oh.
That's why there's rules.
Some of these dog shits are very heavy. They don't get bones anymore, dogs, so they've not quite got the heft they used to have.
Yeah, that's true,
They're basically living on, like,
sheep. Your eye out before.
What's the posh stuff called? Not Sheba.
Sheba?
What's a dog version of Sheba?
Oh, I don't know.
Winston or something.
My cat's a bit unwell at the moment. He's lost weight, so he's on a high-protein diet.
Oh.
What a price food is.
I can imagine what you're giving him as a high-protein supplement.
No supplements like that. It was
German. I'll give you the name of the brand I feed my cat. It's 99% meat.
Oh, that's good.
And it's like A&B roll, but it smells so good.
Oh,
it's no that dear. You buy it online. I forget the name off the top of my head.
Yeah, you send that to me because I'll do that.
And it's really good. The company's great. They deliver it and you get free gifts and stuff.
All right. Okay.
But it's a cost. It's a economic because they need less because it's good quality.
Oh, you
know
that
cat food and you squeeze it and it's just jelly.
Jelly. Oh, God.
That jelly. The cats will eat the jelly and leave those.
Leave the meat. Yeah, that's what happens.
Bullshit.
But I've got him better meat at the moment. He's really enjoying it.
Yes.
I think it's 88%.
Oh, no, you need a good 90, mate.
Yeah.
90 and above.
So, rules. Now, you're an artist.
Uh-huh.
So you do colour then with crayons and all
not
that
really.
Stuff?
No, really. Right. No, you're
not very good at that.
I'm colour blind. I don't colour. No colour.
Are you more restricted because of your freedom in art, because of their self-imposed rules? That's what I was getting at earlier.
I don't impose any rules.
You do?
If I go into somebody's house and there's a toilet, mm-hmm. I'll say, fuck your rules, I'll shit in their bath.
That's a rule. You've made a rule. You've got your own rules. That's what I'm saying. Your
self-imposed
rules.
Oh, I see. Self-imposed
rules. So your self-imposed rules can be very, very restrictive. That's how you create personality.
I've got into a habit, which is...
Yeah.
I've got my two TV remotes. I've got the one for my fucking YouTube and that.
Okay.
And Fetlet.
Right.
What's it called? Netflix.
Fetnix.
Fetnix. Is that called spoonerism? But what I do, the big remote for the TV, it doesn't work properly.
Right.
But I've discovered if I bang it on my head and then go, it works. So I've started almost knocking myself out. Is that OCD?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have OCD.
Okay.
I think it's OCD, or I think it's just I've got a habit. It's not OCD where it gets involved in your life. But when I leave this unit, I've got to go off to all the plugs. I don't like plugs being on.
Seemingly what you do if you forget stuff.
Uh-huh.
Because I've done that. Can if you lock your door and then you leave, it's muscle memory.
Yeah.
You forget that you've done it, but you have done it.
And you've got to check you've locked the door, yeah.
Every time you do it, tap the back of your hand afterwards.
Oh, I remember two things.
You remember
the
tap.
One.
Yeah, there you go.
That's how you teach kids, is it? They say, don't remember a number or this.
Did I tap me? Yeah.
Make it remind you of something. People do. Well, I do that here. And this morning, got down, set up, waiting for you to come in.
Uh-huh.
No fucking camera. Had to go and drive home again and get
it. Jesus Christ. Yeah, so Jesus Christ.
That's the things they do for the show.
But just people, the OCD stuff, people's rules just take over their lives.
There's a guy in Dundee that has it terribly. Oh, and he can't even walk very far with it. It's a fucking tragedy.
You're not in control of yourself.
No.
It's like numbskulls, the wee people inside your head.
Just
you're not in control
there.
Of those fuckers.
No, that's true. So my rules, artistically doing it in music, I have so many rules mm-hmm. to make it my way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, to have freedom mm-hmm. means more rules.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't you think?
I don't know.
I think it is.
It's not something I give much thought to.
Well, I've been thinking about it because there's people around this building at the moment.
Oh.
And there's very simple rules in this building just to make it easier on everyone. Just on everyone. And they're not following the rules.
No. My floor, there's people, the haberdashery bunch, they don't wear masks.
No masks.
And they're a mix, but they're from all over the place.
Right.
There's things up in the walls now. You know those things you see in Edinburgh for the Airbnbs? Can they lock the key?
Yeah, yeah.
They've appeared everywhere.
Well, in this building?
Yeah.
Right.
Because there's a key there and it's all just this kind of communal.
They
don't look after that kitchen very well. Food goes into there and you're like, for fuck's sake.
Have you seen the toilet on this floor?
Don't
go in.
I went in for a pee there recently.
There was
a smell.
Yes. Now I went in.
What makes it worse is the heating's on all the time in there.
It cooks it. I was here yesterday. It yesterday or day before, Sunday. And we're doing all our photos. And I went, I'll nip to the toilet. The smell that hit me, I just packed up. Now, what? One of the toilets is empty of water with shit in it, and the other one is smeared in shit. You know the lip around the toilet? Just it's inside. There's shit around that.
There's not that many men on this floor.
I was so angry. I was so angry, I just fucking packed up and went home. I was so mad because I was going to...
Is there a bottle of bleach sat there?
No. I was going to say something.
It's not too bad dealing with your own shit. If it's your own shit, you could basically use your fingers and just... No, it's not going to do you any harm.
Well,
just wipe it off and just wash your hands.
Oh my God.
It's your own shite.
Have you used some toilet paper?
That's a bit of a waste, isn't it?
Oh my God. The point is, you can't
you
go
deal
in
with it, yeah.
So I'm going to have a word with the building manager about it. Because you can't use it now.
No, you can't use it. Worst shit I ever saw. A woman had come into one of my places I worked and she'd got that as a barium meals.
What's that?
It's a kind of, it's like iron filings. Can they used to do that stuff with the market?
Oh, right, yeah,
they
yeah.
They get that and then they get an x-ray and it sees how your digestion's
scan,
But she decided to come and visit the place and did a shit.
What?
You've never seen it.
A metal shit?
It was like graphite. Came one of those big chunky pencils. A huge thing. And it would not flush. And I hit it with a thing, and it cracked. It was like a piece of coal.
Oh my God.
It fractured.
Oh, that's awful.
A shite fractured.
A barium drank and that. Oh.
Could you colour your shit so it was nice colours, primary colours? Because Kim Kardashian, she had stuff that made her fanny smell of peach.
Oh, that's
weird.
Take
a tablet.
It smells of peach.
And if you could reuse fecal.
See, the thing is, girls would go, oh, it smells of peach, that's lovely. That would just put me off peaches.
I would. Imagine if Elon Musk's robot had an asshole and it shot out whispers.
I'm not going to lie to you. I like whispers.
8529, and he comes walking through.
I like a whisper.
We can win the wee fun size one.
And even if it was awkward, you just... Well, thanks, dude.
And his front hole just lemonade.
What would that be?
Cremola foam came out of it.
Oh, no, I'm not in the... Not in fizzy.
You don't want fizzy?
No.
Is there any medical condition that would make your pish fizzy?
Depending on the antibiotics.
Could it make your piss fizzy?
Frothy.
I've had frothy piss. I've had the sugar puff one.
I've had... No, but this is...
Frothy?
Thick, froth. I've had it where they're like a greeny blue frothy piss coming out. It's just antibiotics.
You hear of people who are lost at sea and they pee and it's like treacle.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's not good.
Treacle came out.
That's not good.
It's like thick.
Oh, God.
Thick like sticky toffee pudding.
Because you're meant to drink your pee when you're... then you got to chew it.
Midstream.
Oh, yeah, not the starter and not the end.
Not the end, midstream.
That's it.
Sarah Miles, that famous actress for the 60s.
Yeah.
She drank it. She still does.
Loads of people drink their pee and just say,
nice warm drink in the morning.
Oh, no, I couldn't do that.
I'd rather drink my own pee than drink kombucha. Have you tasted kombucha?
No, I've not had that. You've mentioned this many times.
Oh, no, I like kombucha. What am I talking about?
Are you drunk?
I'm speaking about Red Bush, the tea alternative. Have you tasted that?
No. Oh,
it's
my
God. It's a South African... leaf.
Is it not good?
That's fucking awful. Can I tease just not got much of a taste? It's just tea and you've drank it for so long. You don't really... Raybush is offensive.
First day in Nepal, get to the hotel.
Right.
And they've got their own kind of tea there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like a salted butter tea and it's just... Oh, no. I've been hearing about this all my life and I'm obsessed with Nepal.
Oh, I'm quite obsessed with butter tea.
And I go in and I get it. Like that, and I go, nope.
What was it?
Horrible.
Was it fermenty?
It was horrible, salty as fuck. It wasn't just like a background salt, it was just mainly salt.
Well, I had a bowl of porridge the other day, and I put so much salt in it, it was delicious.
Oh, I don't like salt in
salt
anything.
Porridge? Oh, you fucking heathen.
Salt
delicious.
Is so, I don't like
the devil's dandruff.
If I have really salted crisps, by the last few,
you get
I'm
somebody
going,
else
oh,
to
too
lick
much.
Them.
It's too much.
I don't like salt. I'm weird with my crisps. Rules. I like...
See, this is what I'm talking about. There are rules.
I like salt and vinegar square crisps.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I don't like a normal tatty crisp, salt and vinegar. Don't like it, but I like it.
They're very different, the square ones.
Hula hoops, plain, delicious. Mm-hmm. Salt and vinegar, awful.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Although I like Pringles salt and vinegar, and I had them once.
Pringles,
and made myself so sick. I've never had one in
15 years.
Don't eat
Pringles. That's not a crisp.
Pringles,
the process it makes crisps. No,
that's true. I like them. You had the paprika one.
No,
amazing.
They do weird shit with them.
Yeah, but they're breaking the rules.
I had a seaweed crisp recently. Delicious.
They're okay.
Seaweed's
yeah, they're
lovely.
Okay.
I like quinoa.
Yeah.
Do you like a lentil crisp?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like all that. There's some good stuff you get.
So I wish we had some sweet crisp sponsorship.
We'll
Tyrell's.
Never get...
I like a Tyrell's.
What's that?
It's a posh crisp, hand fried.
Never heard about. What, how do you hand fry something?
You get a thing and you hand fry it. It's like making
so
chips.
It's machine fried?
No, hand fried.
It's machine fried?
No, it's a person.
What's the difference?
You put it in with a big... I've seen the factory.
That.
It's all people with white people with dreadlocks just making your crisps.
Speaking of white people, I was watching... there was something I was flicking through. What was I watching? I can't remember. There was this orchestra playing, and they're all being very silly. So it's the last moment, and they're going, "We're being silly because we're an orchestra." And it turned to the crowd.
Like Andre Roux.
Honestly, it was just like it was a snow slope. It was just whitest crowd I've ever seen.
Oh,
this was a very white event. I didn't get it. I didn't like it.
No,
I think that's what if white people are left on their own too long. They have silly orchestras.
They go and watch Wagner.
It's a bit dangerous. It's a bit dangerous. I don't like it.
Like last night at the proms.
Oh, fucking.
Land of Hope and Glory.
I hate it.
I'm having some spoonerisms today. Land of Hope and Glory.
Glory Hole.
Glory Hole.
Oh, and to Daff, who last night, who said the Lionel Blair uh-huh. which project made me laugh properly. Uh-huh. I wish I thought of that.
Oh, she's a wild one, that lassie.
Lionel Blair.
He's dead,
project?
Lionel Blair, as well.
Yeah.
He got a poor wee pooch. He got a right bloated wee belly before he went.
Ah, it's just... That's
Lionel Blair.
That's the way old dogs go, isn't it?
That's meatloaf's gone. It's nothing else old, really matters. Meatloaf had to vote the COVID, by the way.
And an anti-vaxxer, I believe.
Oh, fuck's sake, Meatloaf.
Just get it. You would have been here. You would have been here.
Meat!
What was his name? Is it Rory or something? I can't remember his
Michael
name.
Michael Adair or something. I can't remember.
I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, very sad.
But he's poor family because his daughters have lost their dad before they needed to.
It's sad. It's a bit
It's just sad. I don't know.
I'm not one of these people that go, well, that'll teach them. No, I don't get that at all.
It's not going to teach anybody.
I just don't want that.
People have lost. The poor guy's been misled.
It's a tragedy.
It is a tragedy.
I don't want that.
I'd rather Meatloaf was around. Jim Steinman, was it Jim Steinman? He co-wrote stuff. He went last year. He got even fatter than Meatloaf.
Oh, God.
But he still had the long hair.
He just kept it going.
The meat.
I don't know if he co-wrote it. I think Jim Steinman
wrote
it all. Yeah, I think
Loaf
he did
was
it all.
Just the voice.
If you look on the album, it's just music by...
He was just the Tubes.
Yeah.
He was just the Tubes.
That was a weird album, By Out of Hell. It's a strange album. It was so huge.
Yeah, it's a funny album.
And it's not like a... It's like a concept musical
Pomp.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I put it there, be like, can that War of the Worlds album?
It's like one of these.
It's a thing all to itself.
You can't
it's
even.
It's peculiar.
Is it a musical? Isn't it?
Like Tubular Bells as well. It's like,
They're these albums that just appear and you go, what is it?
I'm glad they kind of exist. They're ridiculous, but they're, yeah.
Yeah, very strange. Oh, well. Very strange. He's got, it's unfair. It's unfair on his family and people that cared about him.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
It seems like he was a nice man.
Yeah.
I saw him, people would do stuff where they'd try and like spoof him, kind of award ceremonies, uh-huh. to try and take the piss.
Yeah.
And he would just lean right into it.
Yeah, just didn't bother.
He would just fucking out-meet them.
Yeah.
So he would just come at them, back at them, just being jovial.
That's nice. It's sad. I saw him hunt a Yeti once.
Did he?
Yeah. It was
to
a
have
Yeti.
Sex
that,
with
him. Well, it was a Yeti that was meant to be cute, but was actually frightening for children.
Okay.
Not good.
Did you ever see the guy that made the suit to fight a bear?
Yes. I've still not seen the film.
It's brilliant.
You told me about it and I've still not seen it.
It was so heavy, they would keep dropping off places hoping this bear would come towards him. The bear's like that going up. It was fucking hilarious. He never went mano et mano.
Oh, right, okay.
With the bear.
Want to take on
I was listening to advice the other day and it's saying when attacked by a brown bear, you have to put your hands up like this and cover your face.
Yeah.
And curl up because they'll tear off your balls first and then tear your face off.
You have to do that.
But you have to do this because the front of your, when it's eating there, all the veins are there. So you'll live a little bit longer.
Oh, Jesus Christ, that's bleak.
You'd rather it killed you quickly.
Oh, my God. And you've seen the size of them as well.
They're
like
10 feet.
They're giants.
No, that's just.
They wouldn't have fit in here.
There's that Timothy Treadwell thing, Grizzly Man, and he takes a. There's a footage of a bear scratching its arse on this tree.
Yeah.
And then Werner Herzog goes out to the spot and shows you the...
Oh, it's terrifying.
And
yeah.
it's twice as... Yeah. Werner Herzog's a tall guy and this bear's twice as high.
Yeah, they're scary things.
Huge.
That's the one good thing. Right, there's not a lot good to be in Scotland. Scotland's shite.
I wish we had bears.
No, we don't have bears.
I'd love it. We've got beavers. I think we should have lynx.
They're trying to get wolf back.
Yes, I'm all for it.
Oh my God, no.
I want wolves and lynx, bears.
The only
bears.
Thing we've got that's kind of dangerous is maybe a stag. Well, the adders, you never see them.
You don't see it till it bites you.
But a stag will...
A randy stag
will fucking kill you.
Stomp you to death and then fuck your corpse.
Yeah, but it doesn't happen.
No.
You know...
There's a lot of deer out there, but if we had the deer, we've got too many deer.
So if
we have wolves... I'm all in favour. There's never a documented case of wolves killing anybody. It's a great myth.
Yeah,
the myth of the wolves circling the campfire.
Mm-hmm.
Not true.
But the one good thing here is that we tend not to have scary spiders.
We should have.
And snakes and shit. I don't want all that.
Too many fucking ramblers. They need culling.
I'm one of the only people I know that hasn't been to Australia, right?
I've never been there.
You've not been there?
No.
So, because you know everyone goes to Australia, especially from Scotland.
Not the cream.
All right, okay.
No,
so everyone goes. And my friends, they were all staying at this house. And they're all like talking about, you know, they haven't seen anything, they haven't seen it. And during the conversation,
a spider just came down.
No, in the middle of the floor, they didn't even spot it. It was one of these huntsmen.
Oh.
And as they looked at it, it ran. And my mate said, other mate, real hard, not a hard man, but he could hardly say, he screamed the highest scream ever. And from his sitting position, was on the back of the settee. I don't want to live like that. That same guy went for a drive one day up the coast. They were on the Gold Coast. And he went, I want to go on a little adventure and find places. So he stopped for a cigarette, put his legs outside, and this snake went right between his legs.
Oh, wow.
And it was one of the ones that kill you instantly.
Jesus Christ.
Brown or King Brown. I can't remember what it was called. And he said he never went out again. He said that one moment on a main, essentially a main road.
None of these animals.
A snake just went between his legs.
None of this stuff is seeking you out.
Yeah, but fuck, if you fucked up and like, stood on it and...
Sharks never touched a single person until people started fucking surfing.
Sharks.
And then sharks were like, these fuckers, they're doing a public service eating surfers. It's
probably true.
They're like, we need to eradicate these fucking people from the face of the earth.
So
come in, come in.
Okay, this mate, he lived there a year.
Right.
And it was only two run-ins he had like this.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but to have a snake go between your legs, he'd stopped for, he said it was there for less than a minute, just lighting up a cigarette.
It's probably been lying, they'll go into the tarmac to heat up in the morning.
Or just didn't see it.
Yeah.
How scary is that?
And they're not interested.
Fuck that.
They're trying to get away from you. They don't want to fuck
it's
you.
It's true, it's true. And if you're
is it the black mamba, it rears up.
Oh, they're scary.
Have you seen a king cobra? Holy
God,
fuck.
They're insane.
Huge.
Fuck that.
Gigantic.
Man. I saw a video of these guys in South America holding on to the tail.
Fuck's sake.
And it's not a snake.
I wouldn't have pulled on my
it's
cat's tail.
It's a monster. It's bigger than the one in Anaconda, the film.
Oh, Jesus.
And it's massive.
The one thing with Anaconda is in the film, he rears up. An anaconda can't do that.
No, and it climbs trees and shit.
Yeah, they can't.
But
in the water.
It also goes, actually, it does make Scooby-Doo. The guy... Frank Welker, is it? That does Scooby-Doo's voice. He does the snake's voice.
Oh, Jesus.
So it does sound like Scooby-Doo.
That's when John Voight got crushed and lost his mind.
Baby snake.
He's got even baby snake.
Baby snake.
He's got even weirder now, John Voight. He started
He played a character in that
film.
No,
it was just him.
I think it was just him, yeah. It's kind of scary.
Him and his daughter don't speak.
I wouldn't speak to her either. She tongue
kissed. They're both wild.
Yeah, her brother. See, I've got a theory.
The family that lays together stays together.
Oh, don't do that. Now, I've got a theory. This is my Brad Pitt theory.
Oh, God, here we go.
We're ugly guys. We're the best you could be.
You think Brad Pitt's...
Okay. Okay, right. So, Brad Pitt. Every woman around him is not up to his standard.
He's too good.
He's too good.
Well, John Travolta's lovers, he's body double.
Weird. But let me finish my theory.
Yeah.
No one's good enough. Right? Everyone, Jennifer Aniston. You can be facetious and say Angelina Jolie's a beautiful woman. She collects knives and she tongue kissed her brother. If she lived next door to you, you'd call the police.
It'd be weird, yeah.
It'd be weird. Like, no interest in her. She's got lots of other women. You used to go out with Sunita, beautiful woman. Not up to his standard.
Okay.
Brad Pitt is in a world of his own.
Okay.
Right?
No,
and even as an older guy, world of his own.
He's got a peculiarity. You know that, don't you?
What's
like
that?
A Troy McClure thing.
What?
He fucks buildings. He's into buildings.
What, he goes up to a hole in a building and fucks it?
Yeah,
that's okay.
When he has mansions, but he's really into architecture.
Right.
And when he builds a building...
I feel you're making this
up,
and I'm believing it.
This is true. He insists that when you do the cast concrete, he insists they leave like a hole in the concrete.
Oh, that sounds likely.
He butters that hole up in the morning.
Oh.
That's how he starts his day.
That's what keeps his good looks.
He gets Sting round. Because I saw Sting on the TV. Sting's in his 70s. He looks 30. You seen Sting?
Tantric wanking. So anyway,
five
my theory.
Hour one. Yeah,
my theory,
okay.
Right? So you can't ever get anyone. It's up to his standard.
To his standard.
Us. Everyone's better than us. Girl even gives us 2 minutes. It's a supermodel.
Yeah.
We're fine. Yeah. We're living the dream. Brad Pitt.
No, it's a lot of
Brad
pressure.
Brad Pitt is jealous of us.
A lot of pressure.
Because everywhere we look, it's just beautiful women. Because of these faces.
He's starting to go. Because Clooney's neck's gone. And poor Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp looks like a scary doll.
He's really awful.
That's the problem. If
the bloat.
Anybody that's super handsome.
When you've got tight cheekbones and then your face and fatness envelops them all, it doesn't
look
good.
I'm a bit worried about my good cheekbones. You know, I'm getting older. I'm going to look like a scary doll.
You will look like Annabelle. Yeah,
that's the look I'm going
film
for.
Annabelle was on TV the other day.
Yeah, I watched it and I wasn't impressed.
There's the doll they've used, but have you seen the real Annabelle?
Yeah, it's just, it's like a normal doll.
Those two fucking people are such frauds.
Yes, of course they were frauds.
Ken, who's real frauds? The Lutz, them from the Amityville thing.
Oh, complete frauds.
He was
frauds.
A complete, oh, there's somebody.
There's
God, Susan's phone.
Complete frauds.
Just utter frauds. They're just, yeah, just
it's
a
just
shyster.
I love how frauds attract frauds. And it was James Randi took a psychic.
Yeah.
To the Amityville house.
Yeah.
Oh, the death's here. He's got the house across the road. It was the wrong one. She made a mistake.
Oh, so good.
I love that. No, they're frauds.
It's like the Big Feet, the Skunk Ape community. They're just
frauds.
All frauds.
But the two that done the whole Annabelle thing, it's a great way to make films now. Yeah, this husband and wife team that would travel around. Oh, it's wonderful. And the whole 70s look in that. Yeah. It's creepy. I love that. They're not particularly good films.
No, they're
not good
formulaic
films. Yeah, they're not good films. But the actors are great. I like all the actors in it.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're not great films.
I fucking do Annabelle. What a fucking load of shit.
I watched it.
But
I've
sold a number of haunted dolls.
Haunted? You know what? That is, you should just stop selling everything else sell haunted dolls.
No, but they're difficult to find, a haunted doll.
What, a genuine one?
No, I have to go out. I have to get that priest.
Uh-huh.
I've got to drive about in the hearse. I've got the lead-lined coffin the doll goes into. I've got the tongs. I have to bathe in holy water.
Wait a minute.
It's not as easy to buy a haunted doll as you'd imagine.
Do you find a haunted doll, or can you make a haunted doll?
No, I have to find them. Are you suggesting that there's any fraud involved?
No, not at all. All I'm saying... But no, you could get a spirit in a haunted doll. You could go through the process of pre-haunting
Funnily
a doll.
Enough, some of the dolls have ectoplasm on them.
Like, soaking it.
Well, Chris has now got a sun god totem.
What did you do
Hope
to it?
It's arrived yet.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. He's not said anything.
Chris, what are you thinking?
It takes a spell to get there.
The thing is, your shop has the most amazing shit in it. That is some things I want. I won't touch them after you've touched them.
No. There's a vetting process goes
the,
on.
The stuff I've that you have is great.
I've turned a cupboard under the stairs into my eBay hub.
Really? Oh, that's
it's
wonderful.
It's all lit. I've got all my equipment.
Are you getting a new PC and a printer and
I've
everything?
I bought myself a Chromebook.
Okay.
Because I like the Chromebooks. They're fast. Well, I don't play games on them, I don't need them.
Oh my goodness. You're really doing it.
eBay.
Well, that's
rules.
Fantastic.
Rules, that's good.
Fantastic.
I feel like,
No, we've covered rules, because I think it's a good point, because people have been annoying me with not following the rules by, for example, shiting everywhere.
So far we've said the police like to sit down too much.
Yes.
Brad Pitt. God, what the fuck? Blad Pitt. That's a great name.
It's the age.
Blad
it's your
Pitt.
Age or an aneurysm.
Blad Pitt.
Blad
Would
Pitt.
He have, I wonder if he got famous if his name was Blad Pitt.
I was standing beside Brad Pitt.
Was he?
A few years ago. He was
Blad.
With... he was in St Andrews at the golf. There was him, Jennifer Aniston,
Kevin
Costner standing. And I'm standing beside him. He's glorious.
Kevin,
he's a handsome man.
Kevin Costner got in trouble because he got a massage and asked the lassie to come off.
Oh, right.
That was recently. That must have been that time. He got a check of you and it made him horny and he's I'm going to go.
Yeah. No, there was two people I saw in St Andrews that I kind of got it. Yeah. There was Brad Pitt and you go, I see what they're on about. And I saw the hideous, horrible Naomi Campbell. She's fucking stunning.
She'll be a tall creature.
In real life, it's like she's not real.
Aye, weird.
And she was just wearing like a...
That's a wig she wears. She's bald.
Well, she just
she's
had
like
a beanie
Cher.
On.
She's like Cher.
She had a beanie on and a big jacket.
Oh.
And I was like, what the living fuck?
Mm.
What the living fuck? She is so beautiful, but quite punchy.
Oh, she's punchy.
I think that's good.
This is all coming off all the way along.
That's because you keep
that's
playing
with
it.
That's got nothing to do with my knee there. But
you've constantly got your thumbs in it, pulling it apart. It's your ADHD, which, again, because of our video the other day, everyone said, does he have ADHD? And I'm like, yes.
No, I was just trying to keep it.
If there's no camera, there's no nothing. You're exactly the same.
As a professional, I was always told, no dead air. You have to fill that space.
I understand that.
Let's try a bit of dead air. Look.
I kind of liked it. But here's the thing.
What did those people do in that?
I feel my tone and my voice changes a little when I'm on mic. It does. It influences me.
Yeah.
I can assure everyone watching and listening, this is you.
I'm just the same.
You don't change a single bit. It has no effect on you whatsoever.
No.
It's terrible.
Okay.
It's rules. Awful.
Fuck your rules, man.
Fuck your. We don't need
fuck
rules.
Fuck your rules.
Do you want to know why we've been called dangerous?
You know how I spell rules? R-O-O-L-Z, rules.
You've made more work for yourself, but fuck the man.
Fuck
who's
him.
The man?
Don't know who the man is. My brother was telling me he's read a book. It's called Sapiens, Homo Sapiens, but Sapiens. And he says it like it's all the things we think are real or not. I'll have to buy it. But he says corporations aren't real.
Right, yeah.
Basically, it's all just a
maths.
Lie. Yeah, maths isn't real.
Maths is tangible, but
I've
it's
always
not real.
Thought times tables aren't real.
Oh, I came up with another theory the other day. Do you want to hear it?
Let's hear it.
Okay, okay. Did we talk about this? I don't know. Tell me. I was thinking about my guitar. I make guitars.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And I thought, if the neck goes on that and I replaced it.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And then the body went and I replaced that.
That's Trigger's broom.
Right. Now, it is the same guitar, but it also isn't. The guitar in the first place is a concept.
Oh. No, but that... I've told
it's
you
a
this
concept.
Before. If you look at anything long enough, it becomes bizarre and falls apart.
No, this is your insanity.
No, just, no it's not.
No,
look,
this
look,
is your
look,
insanity.
She's still... That's somebody else's phone, and what's going
it's
on?
It's crazy. Now, it's the ship of something. What is it? The ship of... I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a thought theory where the final plank's replaced on it because it was rotten.
Mm-hmm.
Is it still the ship or it isn't?
No, but human body, man. Every bit of you.
Yes! Yeah. This is it. Every 7 to 11 years, we're completely changed.
Yeah.
Emotionally, we grow and change.
Yeah.
The concept of us stays the same, but we're actually different.
We're different. Yeah, I was thinking...
Everything's a concept.
I was thinking the other day about something I'd done, and I can't remember what it was. It was something like, when I was 18, I wrote to Harvey Keitel.
Right.
And thinking now, I think, I wouldn't write to Harvey Keitel. But I went to the effort of doing that. That's a different person.
Everyone's calling me. Yeah.
Well, something's happened.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
Right.
Yeah, you just become a completely different person.
Yes.
I watched The Piano recently.
Uh-huh. That's good.
With Harvey Keitel.
Yeah.
You see a lot of his
there
girls.
Wasn't enough sex in it.
Oh, it could have been more sex.
I usually don't like sex in a film because sometimes it's...
Because it would have been quite raunchy. It would have been...
It should have been because that's the whole point of the story.
Yeah.
It should have been more erotic to show that...
There's that...
But the kind of... Back
in Victorian England, there was a posh guy.
Yeah.
And he had a maid.
Right.
And they had this relationship. She was like muscular, but he liked her calf muscles and stuff.
Oh, right.
Have a look into it. But it was this
like
interesting sexual relationship they had.
Because I like women that crush the melons.
I think he did like that.
I think it's disgusting, it's messy.
I think he liked, but kind of was, there was all different stuff going on because they were socially very different stars of society.
Okay. Yeah.
She was kind of dominant. It was just quite a fascinating relationship.
Weird.
Look it up.
Weird. Ladies and gentlemen.
Why is people phoning? I'm fascinated.
Rules. No, because I'm usually finished by this point.
Oh, fuck. So, yeah.
Rules.
Okay. Rules and regulations.
Stick to the rules. Or not.
Enough of the spoonerisms.
You couldn't even say it.
Couldn't even say spoonerism. Fucking hell.
Laters.
Ta-da. Watch your balls. Oh. Oh. Oh.
Are we still recording?